Seder Snippets is sponsored by Renee and Jack Nussbaum, Lila Nishmas, Adolbas Yehuda Tzvi, and we are in the middle or towards the beginning of the first Hallelujah following Ashrei that round out the Psukei de Zimra that conclude the book of Tehillim. We're up to the Pasuk, Al Tivtechu Bin Adivim, Beven Adam She'en Lo Shua. Really, this Pasuk and the next Pasuk go together, and they really express the same theme. Al Tivtechu Bin Adivim, don't put your trust in Nedivim, in princes, in people, in aristocracy, in royalty, in leaders, in wealth, in celebrities. Bitachon means your trust, your faith. Of course, we take initiative, and part of initiative is taking advantage of the relationships we have of people of influence or people of capacity or people of capability. But even though we take initiative in those ways, there's a difference between taking advantage of their wisdom or their resources and placing our trust. Says David HaMelech, Al Tivtechu, don't put your trust. Why not? Ben Adam She'en Lo Seshua, because in the end of the day, the person is a Ben Adam. And that Ben Adam, that mere mortal, that finite person, Ein Lo Seshua, they have no Savior. They cannot save. The Yavetz asks, shouldn't it say, Ein Bo Seshua? You can't find salvation in them. Why does it say She'ein Lo, they don't have? Listen to this brilliant answer of the Yavetz. It says, the reason that you shouldn't have faith in anyone else is because if a person can't even save themselves, why should you trust they can save you? None of us can absolutely save ourselves. We can apply our wisdom, our knowledge, our know-how. We can do the best that we can to prolong and preserve our lives. But in the end of the day, every one of us is mere mortals. We're all fragile. We're all vulnerable to illness, to the elements. We're all vulnerable to this world. So, ain lo seshua. No individual person has, they're not responsible for their own salvation. Ain lo. The greatest doctor, the greatest lawyer, the greatest banker, the greatest businessman, the greatest woman, it doesn't matter their knowledge, their wisdom, their know-how, their experience. Ain lo seshua. Person can't even save themselves. We are all dying the moment we're born. It's just a question of at what speed and when. But none of us can prevent that. None of us can reverse that. And if ain lo seshua, if none of us can save ourselves, then we shouldn't have trust placed in us that we can save anyone else. We can help, we can be involved, we can support, and we have a responsibility and mandate to do that for one another. But ain lo, not ain bo. None of us can save ourselves, and therefore no one should trust that we can save them, says the Yavetz. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's omnipotent, infinite, all-powerful, all-capable, the source of everything. So Al Tivtechu, don't put trust in people. Don't put trust in people. Try to relate to people and try to benefit from what people have to offer. But there's a difference between benefiting from what people can offer and placing our bitachon. Bitachon is reserved only and exclusively for Hashem, the source of all. The source of all. Says the Medrash Shocher Tov, an alternative pshat. He says, Al Tivtechu ben Adivim ben Adam means, don't trust in your zchus avos. This is somewhat counterintuitive because we often, and we just did it mincha, in a moment we will again at Marv, invoke zchus avos. Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, Elokei Nu, Elokei Avoseinu. We invoke the merit of the people who came before us. And now says the Medrash Shocher Tov, this pasuk David HaMelech is saying, Al Tivtechu ben Adivim beven Adam. No matter how great your parents, your grandparents, your great-grandparents, no matter what it says in your shidduch resume, no matter what your yichus reflects, in the end of the day, it's you and the Ribono Shel Olam. We're each responsible and accountable for our actions and our choices and our behavior. And therefore, as has been said, the yichus, the people who came before us, they can add a lot of zeros. But we have to put the one before them. Each of the people who came before us is another zero. But if we don't put the one in front of it, then it's a big nothing. It's a big zero. So says the Medrash Shocher Tov, and it quotes, David tells Yishmol, you can't rely that your father was Avram if you're still a Yishmol. The Medrash explicitly says, Esav, you can't bank, well, my brother, my twin, is Yaakov, if you're still an Esav. And it's telling us, Al Tivtechu ben Adivim, you can't trust people, even the greatest people. Beven Adam, because in the end of the day, they're a mere mortal. It's up to us. We are responsible and accountable for our behavior, our action. The next pasuk, which really is connected to this one, Teitzei Rucho, Yashuv La'ad Maso. When our breath departs, when a person's soul is extracted from their body, where does the body go? La'ad Maso, back to the earth from which it came. Bayomahu, and on that day, Avdu Eshtonosav. All of our plans, all of our dreams, they come to nothing. We are finite, and we're here for a finite time. And as long as we have breath in our nostrils, the ability to breathe, we can make choices. But the moment that ends, our body just goes back to the earth from which it came. Why does it say Admaso? It should say our body goes back to the Adama. Why does it say Admaso? His earth. His earth. So the answer, this is a continuation of Beven Adam. The reason Al Tiftechu B'Nedivim, the reason not to trust people, is because in the end of the day, we're a Ben Adam. Our name Adam comes because Min HaAdama, we came from the earth. On the one hand, it's very beautiful. Just like the earth is rich soil filled with potential to grow, we are Adama, we have the potential to grow. But it also means that we're going to return to the earth from which we came. Because we're a Ben Adam, Al Tiftechu B'Nedivim. Because Yashuv L'Admaso, we're going right back to the ground we came out of. Don't trust a mere mortal, a finite flesh and blood, who's only going to be going back to the ground from which we came. Why is it Admaso, not Adama? So the Mefarshim say Admaso means you're going back to the land that you thought was yours all along. You think the land was yours, but you are the land's. You thought you owned the land owns you. Yashuv L'Admaso. All the real estate holdings in the world can't prolong your life if your time has come. So we go back to Admaso, possessive, our land, what we thought was our land, it really owns us. The Medrash Shochetov says, Hashem says, I created man. And he stands up arrogantly, and he thinks he's in control. The Medrash gives examples, Sancheirav, Paro, Haman, they had bravado. But in the end of the day, when their soul left them, no matter how great, no matter the size of the empire which they led, all of us have the same destiny. We go back to the same place, and therefore our trust should be exclusively in Hashem.